This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Hope you had a great weekend with your kiddos, maybe even your grandkiddos if you're listening to this program. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. My kids have an amazing mom, two of them, in fact. And despite what might have happened in your life in terms of extended families, divorce, what have you, adoption, family's family. And conservative women who raise kids are just spectacular ladies. I can speak for having watched Melissa raise our youngest son, her style with him. What an amazing... I grew up without my mom, as you guys know. Lost her before I turned five. And my grandmother did an amazing job raising me as best she could for a little precocious kid, but it isn't the same as having your mother. And so I've witnessed mothers have to raise children, you know, through from cuddling age all the way up. And I got to tell you, it's a heck of a job. It's a lot of work. And soon we'll have Father's Day and we'll be touting that part of it. But right now it's a dedication to the moms, because let me tell you, that soft, deft touch at the right time, blended with the right amount of toughness, is what raises men. It takes conservative women to raise real men, or it takes dire circumstances. Leftist mothers who choose bad partners, who abandon their responsibilities, who sell out for life's whatevers, are the reason we have problems in this country. Kids that don't respect women, boys that don't respect women, the true misogynists are on the left. Trust me, people. The Harvey Weinsteins, the Jeffrey Epsteins, etc. They're the true misogynists. But they don't love, care, respect women. They don't understand the level that a conservative man feels for women. I mean, I don't know many conservative men that don't feel like women are better than men. And it's not a contest. It's just that when you have to carry civilization in your belly, in your womb, you're better. And so we exalt that. So to all the moms out there who struggle day to day in whatever form, and you, by the way, you can be in a completely functional relationship as defined by society, and or however you define it, or you could be a single mom struggling to get by, but you believe in conservative values and raising your kids the right way. And either way, you should be, we tip our hats to you. At least my team does, because, you know, I understand the need for that mom and how that impacts you going forward in your life. And it has a massive impact for us, certainly on boys, to lose a mother. And I can't imagine what it would be like for girls, because I'm not a girl. Surprise. And I've never raised girls. But as I said, tough job. And you people, you ladies, you conservative women, the cradle of civilization, the salt of the earth, you really make it look easy when it's not. Dragging these kids around from sport to sport, activity to activity, trying to keep their minds, you know, moving forward and always encouraging them and things like this. As society, by the way, is beating you down, these leftists are trying to tell you, what is the big deal about motherhood? And trying to get you to abort babies. And this particular Mother's Day is really interesting on the heels of the Supreme Court leak, where they're supposedly going to start protecting the unborn. And I have to tell you, just think about the messaging here. When people are trying to protect a baby And there are people out there saying, we can kill whatever we want. And they say it and they scream it with vitriol. I have the ability to kill anything I want to kill, and you can say nothing or do anything about it. As you compare that, as you think about that, as you understand that we are villainized because we want to protect humankind, we are villainized. And compare that to, why is it that people like Hillary Clinton can get away with hiding their information in a bathroom basement closet, and why Hunter Biden can get away with having all his debauchery on a laptop, on multiple laptop computers, and nothing happens? When you compare those things together, you think to yourself, wow, liberals, leftists have no limits to what they're willing to do and still act as if it's okay. But you do the right thing and they will scream at you. They will scream at you. You want to find out the truth about the elections? How dare you? You want to find out the truth about January the 6th? How dare you? You want to be able to report the truth on social media when we're lying through our teeth? How dare you? They're raising a whole generation of clowns, of fools, of non-thinkers. Forget critical thinking. They don't even think. So as you contemplate your role, mothers, because the other side has some mothers. See, y'all are mothers. They are mothers. As you contemplate your role as a mother, understand how important it is, how important your child is in fighting this nonsense. And here's what I can tell you. Despite the squeaky wheel, and you hearing about all these crazy kids that, you know, want to stamp out capitalism and they're Marxists and they love communism and all that other stuff. Trust me, the majority of these kids that you've raised and their imprints on other friends, this country is okay. You just keep doing what you're doing. Because the left wants you to believe that you're losing, that you, I mean, if you leave it to them, they'll make you think playing by the rules is the wrong thing to do and we'll have complete anarchy. But we haven't sold out. And you want to know why you haven't sold out, conservatives? Because you are God-fearing, Judeo-Christian valued people who understand that doing the right thing in spite of people doing the wrong thing around you is the thing to do. You don't just follow the crowd. And you've taught your children the same thing. So congratulations, conservative women. Thank you for what you do. Happy Mother's Day. And we got a great show for you today. We'll be talking about those mothers. You know what I'm talking about. Keep it here. You're listening to Kevin Jackson.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259. 96-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I hadn't intended on talking a whole lot more about abortion. I said I would hate to be confronted with a decision where I am the cradle of civilization as a woman and I carry in my womb man's future. And then I'm confronted with something, whatever it may be, that makes me have to make a decision of do I want to continue this or not. It's kind of like when women committed infanticide back in the caveman days is a, you know, and this, I obviously this is a theory, but the idea that when a baby cried or was making too much noise and you were hiding out, I know this did happen in the time of the Holocaust. They killed the baby. They would literally silence the baby so that the Germans wouldn't find them. So they could live. So we can make the case for this. I mean, I know it sounds cruel, But as I look at things from a practical nature, I say to myself, don't tell me you wouldn't do it. If it meant saving your entire family by having to kill a newborn, I know that sounds cruel. I know it sounds heartless or whatever. But if the situation was that, I know people who consider themselves Christians. And they are. That's why I tell people all the time, stop with this instantaneous moralizing. Everything is situational. We talk about, I've used this a lot, and I know people have got many, many experiences of what I'm about to say are examples, but you see, you're trying to get somewhere quick, and you see somebody weaving in traffic, going slow and weaving back and forth, and you're thinking, what a jag! Get out of my way! Bum, 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 bum. And then you get up on it, and you find out it's an old dude or an old woman slumped over in their car. They've had a heart attack. Very different circumstances. Suddenly you feel like a jerk, right? If a woman were to tell you, I had to abort my baby, and you go, oh my God, I'm going to moralize, look at you, or whatever, and you find out, well, she was going to die, and the likelihood of the baby dying for both of them was pretty good, so they said, look, if we don't take it out of you, you're going to die. Even if we do take it out of you, the baby's probably going to die. You probably would make that decision. Stop jumping to conclusions. Let me tell you when I learned this. I learned this as a youngster. I learned this from my older brother, Larry, saying to me, Kevin, death penalty. For it or against it. I'm 8 years old. He's telling me to death, and I'm like, for it. Kill him. He's like, but he was innocent. They found out later through DNA or whatever. And you're like, okay. And he would make me have to stop and ask myself, what are the circumstances? Now, I know there are people among them. There are no such circumstances in which an abortion should happen. Well, you know what? You sanctimonious knuckleheads. I don't believe that for a second. I don't even believe you believe it. That is a fringe group of people. There are people out there who go, I'm not going to moralize about your decision. And let me say it. I said it before. I will not tell somebody what to do with their own body because I can't. You can say, you can't medically have an abortion. And I'd say to you, well, that may be true, but I can go run out in front of traffic and you can't do anything about it. Or I can have somebody kick me in my stomach and you can't do anything about it. So this just drop this idea that we control the situation. The only thing you can control is how you handle it, how you make people feel about it. And if you continue to alienate women who want to do this, they're going to dig their heels in. There are many opportunities to do right by this. And for the record, I want to be clear. For the record, there are conservative women, staunchly conservative women out there listening to this program and many others who are pro-life. Here it comes, ladies. You've had an abortion. Maybe you didn't tell anybody. You feel guilt. I'm not asking you to tell anybody. But don't act like you haven't. And there are guys out there who know that a girlfriend or somebody had an abortion. And you know what? They were glad. They were like, "Ooh, dodge that bullet." So stop acting sanctimonious. Now look, as I told you before, I am absolutely pro-life. But I am pro-life by way of choice because there's nothing you can do about it. And the other thing is this. You don't know the circumstances. Yes, there are women out there that use abortion as birth control. Shame on them. But there are many other women who make a tough decision. And we have to at least share some level of compassion about that decision. And stop trying to... let me just put it this way. The other side of the argument wants them to believe that we are heartless and, oh, we can't do it. Kill them. And if they want to get rid of their babies, kill them too. Well, that's not us. And I know that's not us. And so, anyway, I'm going to get into this a little bit more because I didn't... I saw this clip. Tiffany Cross she's such a cute girl. But boy, I tell you what, she is an ugly soul. And I can't even imagine her trying to play this off. I'm going to play the beginning of this clip because we're going to have to get into it in the next segment because it's going to be too much to cover. But I'm going to play a part of this clip. I want you to hear the rationalization of this woman as she tries to make it appear that abortion is not being done disproportionately to black people. It's a matter of circumstances. And to some degree, she's right, but not to the level that she's trying to rationalize the killing of black babies. Here's the first part of it.
Happy to have all you ladies with me this morning. Michelle, I do want to start with you because this ridiculous claim about the disproportionate abortion rates for black women, it really belies broader economic and health inequities. For example, in 2017, a survey found only 39% of black women could even afford birth control, and that was just at a cost of $10 or less. So I'm curious to hear from you how this loss of a constitutional right will impact the black women in your state, Mississippi.
Well, abortion restrictions are medically unnecessary and based on false assumptions, and they are part of a broader political agenda that is racist, based in racism, xenophobia, and designed to exert power and control over pregnant people's bodies. And so protecting abortion access is essential in reproductive justice, and it's even more urgent in states with limited access to abortion like Mississippi and Texas.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson at KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We're going to talk a little bit about this as we go into the next segment because there's so much to discuss here. For example, disproportionate abortion rates, she says it belies economic inequalities. But what's interesting is when you talk about cops killing of blacks, they won't bring up the disproportionate inequities of the number of encounters that cops have with blacks, as an example. You understand that they will pick and choose when to use stats that suits their needs and when they don't. Lots to unpack when we get back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is trying to close a digital divide. During an event in the Rose Garden, Biden and Vice President Harris are unveiling plans to broaden discounted high-speed internet service to low-income Americans. 20 top internet providers have agreed to either increase speeds or cut prices to qualified households. Police in the Bahamas are releasing the identities of three American tourists who died at a Sandals resort. The Commissioner of Police, Paul Roll, saying a couple from Tennessee and a man from Florida died over the weekend after complaining of extreme nausea and vomiting, and they're sifting through evidence.
Department of Environmental Health is still on scene, as well as we have some presence of officers, and that area is still preserved.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The Russian ambassador to Poland has a run-in with anti-war protesters.
Russia's ambassador to Poland was bombarded with red paint on Monday as he arrived at a ceremony where Soviet soldiers who died during World War II are buried. Ambassador Sergei Andreev had red paint on his clothes and face as demonstrators who opposed Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine protested around him, some carrying Ukrainian flags and not nice things to say. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The first tropical wave of the season is forming in the Atlantic. Officials with the National Hurricane Center say the waves developed Sunday near the west coast of Africa. The formation of the wave comes just 3 weeks ahead of the official start of hurricane season on June 1st. The Florida Division of Emergency Management took to Twitter to remind residents that now is the time to start building their disaster supply kits. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
While we're talking about the subject of abortion, this is really a bigger issue. This is an issue of how ignorant black people have become in this country by leftism, to the point where even the destruction of the black community is discussed openly as, I mean, if you think Margaret Sanger isn't smiling from hell over what you're about to hear, you gotta, I'm telling you, this is unbelievable to listen to. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to, folks, at KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. People ask me all the time, Kevin, why do black people vote Democratic? Because they vote stupid. It's that simple. As you listen to these clips, as we dissect these clips, I promise you, the only conclusion you can come to is this is the self-destructive nature of the so-called education system and indoctrination to the point where black folks are willing to kill each other without even thinking about it. Look, I can sympathize on the human side of abortion, and I have. Twice in this broadcast, I've talked about I would not want to be saddled with that decision that women are saddled with because they are the cradle of civilization. But thank God, most of them have the sense to say, I'm not going to abort my baby. There's no circumstances in which I would do this, or few circumstances. But certainly not the way leftist women like Sandra Fluck and many of these other leftist women want to use abortion. It's just, hey, it's just a form of birth control. I'm not going to get all into the stuff because, as I said, I've covered most of it. But I do want to play these clips because I'm telling you, you are going to hear insanity at its finest. So we're going to start over with the one that we played a second ago. It's less than a minute. And it's Tiffany Cross of MSNBC talking to three other women who are pro-abortion. They are upset. And it's going to get crazier as you listen. Trust me, folks, this is one for the ages. You will come back and listen to this, particularly if you have young daughters. I hope you do. Or even young sons. Let them hear what we have to say about this so they understand where this situation is. And as when I formed the Black Sphere, I said we should be able to look at the situation from all angles and discuss it openly and honestly, including us conservatives. Stop shutting down when somebody goes, well, I had an abortion, or I was thinking about it, or whatever. Listen. Anyway, here's them describing why she's outraged at the statistics being used about the killing of black babies. This is a black woman arguing, and the first woman that she's going to cut to is another black woman.
Happy to have all you ladies with me this morning. Michelle, I do want to start with you because this ridiculous claim about the disproportionate abortion rates for black women, it really belies broader economic and health inequities. For example, in 2017, a survey found only 39% of black women could even afford birth control, and that was just at a cost of $10 or less. So I'm curious to hear from you how this loss of a constitutional right will impact the black women in your state, Mississippi.
Okay, so we should begin with the loss of a constitutional right. It was a Supreme Court ruling. It is not a constitutional right. In other words, it's not the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Third Amendment, or whatever. It is a Supreme Court ruling that has now been overruled. Well, potentially it could be overruled. So let's just get away from that. It isn't a loss of a constitutional right. The part I want to get to before we get to the lady's answer is Michelle's answer is, this 39% of black women could not afford birth control in 2017. Okay, where did that statistic come from? She says it with authority. Now, ask yourself this. Planned Parenthood, in practically every black neighborhood in the country, who gives away free birth control. In a day right now that we live in, the idea for her is the reason why black women disproportionately, by the way, over three times the amount of any other ethnic woman and account for, I think we account, black women account for 41% of all abortions in America. And again, only 13% of the population. So that should give you some ideas. And her rationale is, well, they can't afford birth control. Now, I'm going to tell you this. If you were to go to the average black woman who's had an abortion and say, was it a birth control situation? Or did you just not use protection, or were you trying to have a baby? You're not going to get birth control as the excuse. But she uses it as, oh, it's disproportionate because of economic inequities. That's the reason. So the guys can't afford condoms. The women can't afford birth control, which, by the way, we spend billions of dollars every year providing all those services. You are lying to the people when you say that it is a birth control issue. And she knows that. But here's what the lady goes on to say. Let's hear the rest of the clip.
Well, abortion restrictions are medically unnecessary and based on false assumptions, and they are part of a broader political agenda that is racist, based in racism, xenophobia, and designed to exert power and control over pregnant people's bodies. And so protecting abortion access is essential in reproductive justice, and it's even more urgent in states with limited access to abortion like Mississippi and Texas.
So there you have it, folks. They're based on false assumptions, racism, and xenophobia. And it's all about having control over women's bodies. That's what this woman says. So the idea that the people who are against abortion are, which by the way means more black children would be saved disproportionately, are the racists. They are the xenophobes. They're the ones who don't want other kids to be born, which, and they have the statistics, the number of Asians, white babies, et cetera, that are aborted is dramatically lower than it is for blacks and Latinos. So you're xenophobic against Mexicans and you're racist against blacks as you fight to protect black babies and Latino babies killed in disproportionate numbers to the numbers, to the ratio of those ethnicities in America. But you're the racist, not them. Remember what I told you. And these are so amazing. The stuff that I tell you, it's just so glaring. I tell you that the left tells you who they are by what they accuse you of. I don't know what this is. Two black women arguing that if you dare stop black women from killing their babies, you're the racist. Because it is about the woman. That's what it's about. And no matter how you look at it, no matter how you slice this, trust me, they don't really believe it. But that is the discussion that's being had. But worse than that, they'll call you names. Here's the next part of the clip.
Michelle, I want to stick with you on this because this whole notion that, you know, women should have children and just, you know, let the kids get adopted. Well, that's not always a safe route, particularly for black and brown kids. Black kids do not get adopted often. We have stats on it. There are often kids who stay in the system for a long time. When you look at the stats of who gets adopted, it is disproportionately white children. There are currently tens of thousands of children, hundreds of thousands of children in the foster care system who are just being shuttled through. So when people say that's a right, what would be your response? That's a better path for women. What would be your response?
Now, I want to stop here for just a second. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to, folks, at KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I love this clip. This girl doesn't even realize what she's saying. She says black kids don't get adopted. White, disproportionately white children get adopted. Okay, so you know what she's saying? Black people aren't adopting black kids. Black people don't adopt kids. Look at, if she were to give you stats, you would find out blacks do not adopt kids in the proportion of whites. They don't adopt any kids. Not even our own. But she doesn't want to admit that, because what she would be saying is, we don't take care of our own. Disproportionately white children get adopted. Disproportionately white people adopt kids. And you know who else they adopt? They adopt black kids. And you know what happens? I can tell you this firsthand, because Melissa and I have gotten over 1,000 kids adopted. You want to know what happens when white families adopt black kids? Black people get mad. But why y'all gonna let them white people raise these black kids? Because you won't adopt them. That's a simple answer. Is she covering this? No. Here's a lady's response.
I'm all for adoption, don't get me wrong, but just like your stats are right there, the proof is in the pudding. There is no rush to adopt black babies or brown babies. Let's be clear about that. Just like there is no rush by the Republicans and the anti-abortion terrorists and lawmakers in protecting and safeguarding the life of black and brown children and black and brown people in this country. So that is false rhetoric, and it's rhetoric that has been used for decades by the anti-abortion establishment and trying to appeal to black people, and then also to shame black women and black pregnant people in deciding or in choosing abortion health care.
That's right, Americans protecting black and brown babies. You have been declared terrorists, abortion terrorists. More on this when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We ended the last segment with an abortionist saying she's all for adoption, but there's no rush to adopt brown babies. No rush by adoption terrorists to protect brown and black babies and all that we who fight for the sanctity of life in the womb are about is to shame women of color. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. By the way, in this discussion on MSNBC where Tiffany Cross and another black woman named Michelle fight to get black babies killed disproportionately, and then rationalize their argument to try to say, you're the ones killing people, killing black folks. You are the racists and the xenophobes. How dare you want to protect black babies when there are black women to protect? Well, let me tell you something, ladies. If you continue down your path, there will be no black women to protect. You understand the chicken and the egg here? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And we come on the heels of Mother's Day, where we should be, you know, what's funny about black culture is they exalt the black woman. Oh, the black woman is this, the black woman, the black woman, the black woman. At the same time, trying to kill the black family, trying to kill black culture, doing everything they can to rid themselves of this powerful black woman that they talk about. They've empowered themselves to the point where they say, we are women, we can do what we want to do with our bodies. And they say, okay, fine, stop having black babies. Okay, we'll do it. Woohoo! Look how powerful we are. Now look how stupid you are. Your counterparts are having babies, raising families, selling out to the conservative way of life, if you want to look at it that way. And you're out there being powerful. Being powerful without men. Being powerful in your desperation, in your suicidal mindset, because that's essentially what it is. It's suicidal and genocidal because you're unhappy. These black women are unhappy. They won't tell you, but they're unhappy. Black leftist women. By the way, most leftist women are unhappy. Why do you think they want to drag other people down into that bucket with them? Nobody to counter the nonsense of these arguments on this program. None. So they leave. They want everybody to think. They call us abortion terrorists. You are a terrorist against abortion. I proudly accept that moniker. I'm an abortion terrorist. I think if you're that willy-nilly about life, I am a terrorist against anybody who wants to murder a child willy-nilly. Not for people who want to make a calculated decision about their lives for whatever reason. For whatever reason. And look, I know there are friends of mine who, Kevin, I'm a product of rape. If my mother had the, you know, the mindset of many people, I wouldn't be alive. I get it. I get it. I am so happy that child's mother chose that route. But I also understand a woman who would say, I couldn't live with the idea of what happened to me. As a reminder, I get it. I'm not going to moralize one way or the other. I do understand both. You know what? I'm so happy that young lady that told me that story is alive, that her mom did. I told you guys, I'm a product of that, and not product of rape. My father and mother were going to get divorced when my mother found out she was pregnant with me. Shoot, I know my mom had to go, I don't know if I want to have two babies by this fool. So I don't know that for a fact, but I'm guessing that thought had to go through my mother's head. And I would have asked my Aunt Gertie, but she passed away, sadly. But my feeling is that was the case. Anyway, it gets worse. Here's a lady that responds, another woman, and she runs an abortion business. And I want you to hear her. I don't know her name, but I want you to hear her give her explanation of why this is a big issue, et cetera, et cetera. And we'll pick it apart a little bit.
Amy, you just heard Michelle refer to the anti-abortionists as terrorists, and she has a point because the quote-unquote people who call themselves pro-life, they achieved this through violence. When you look through I'm old enough to remember that in the 80s, anti-abortion protesters began bombing clinics, threatening doctors. By 1990, 1,000 abortion doctors had quit. 84% counties nationwide had no abortion clinic. You are an abortion provider. What does this ruling mean for you?
So Michelle is right, and I'm thankful to be here this morning with both Michelle and Nancy.
There is violence, and it is terrorism, and I think it's very important for us to recognize that it is Christian extremism that is at the root of this shame and this stigma that allows laws like this to pass, that allows justices like this to be confirmed, and this does not represent the majority of feelings and beliefs of people in this country. Everybody knows and loves somebody who's needed an abortion in their lifetime. This is not how any of us want people who need our compassion and our dignified care to be treated at any point in time. There's no way that half of the country should lose access to safe abortion care because of a law like this.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That was Amy, who runs an abortion clinic. So what you're doing is you're getting in the way of her money. She makes money off killing babies. And she also, if it's Planned Parenthood, they make money from selling the baby parts. That's how they buy their Ferraris. You remember this, right? A person got sued over this because he exposed Planned Parenthood and what they do with these baby parts. You would think that black folks would be outraged over finding out that they kill babies, black babies. 41% of the abortions, somewhere between 39 to 41% of the abortions in this country are black babies. And then they sell the parts. Wow. Anti-abortionists, she say, are terrorists. They've achieved through violence. And then she goes back to statistics that go over decades. Let me ask you, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, when's the last time you heard of an abortion clinic being bombed? I was at one the other day. Stood there while people, I know people don't know this. Even people close to me don't know this. I was at one. I went just to talk to the people. I happened to be going down the wrong way in Phoenix and went, you know what? I'm going to see what these people are about. They were getting they had the signs. They were rolling the signs up. And I stopped because I wanted to get inside their head. No violence, just showing fetuses, et cetera, is at a Planned Parenthood. So you can imagine it was in a rough area. Why was I there? Because I was headed to a panel discussion of candidates. And I was in a bad part of Phoenix and said, wow, they're doing it. Let me get out and show my support. Just a second. Didn't do any pictures or video because I didn't want to put anybody on the spot. But they're peacefully protesting. They know where they are. It isn't like, you don't have to look very hard. Planned Parenthood is very obvious. They're not like black buildings in the military where you have to go through two layers. I mean, there's some security, but they proudly advertise and you know where to go get your birth control and it's available pretty much 24/7. But that's a reason. There's economic reasons why black and Hispanics don't. There's no economic reasons. There's educational reasons. Because the left don't educate, they indoctrinate. She says it's achieved through violence. 1,000 doctors quit. 84% of counties had no abortion clinics. 84% of counties have no Starbucks. 84% of counties don't have a football arena. You know, there's a lot of things that counties don't have. I want you to understand the specious argument. Well, they don't have 84%. Like there should be an abortion clinic in every county. Was there any pushback? There was nobody on this program that went, okay, first of all, when is the last time an abortion clinic was bombed? When was the last time an abortion doctor was killed? Are you still not having abortions? You still have a disproportionate number of babies being killed, and you act as if it's not happening. And the next thing, should there be an abortion clinic in every county? I tell you what. I'd like a gas station within walking distance of my house. You know, maybe I want one at my house. What else could I declare I need right next to me? You want to know what else is not in black communities? Let me tell you what's not in black communities. Starbucks, Whole Foods, any decent restaurants, any decent services like dry cleaners or whatever, there's nothing there. There's bodegas. There's lots of nonsense that's there. There's bail bondsmen's. There's that. There's check cashing joints. These people are insane. They don't look at anything through the prism of a holistic view, and they're not going to let somebody like me back on TV to argue with them because I would have absolutely destroyed these women.
They had four women arguing for abortion. Not a single counter argument about any of it. And what are they blaming on, folks? Christian extremism.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.